Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es ist Perik Ches Mishnah Beis. Heyed Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda HaKoyen. These two Heilige Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda HaKoyen, testified to the following of that day, what their Messiah was. Al Kitana Bas Yisrael, a young girl, a Bas Yisrael that has no father, Shenisis LeKoyen, that married a Koyen. As explained, her mother and brothers can marry her to a Kayin, it's a Kedusha Midrabanan. Oicheles Petruma, she eats Truma, Drabanan de Ketruma. Kivan, as soon as she nichnase lechuppa, as soon as she comes into chuppa, afopishalai nivala, even though her husband, the Kayin, didn't yet take her into his home and live with her the way a husband lives with a wife. Wait a second, didn't Rav Nechunya ben Good God to tell us this already? In Perik Vav Mishnah Tes? And the answer is, he told us, yes, that even though she's only married Midrabanan, she's Materes Mitruma Midrabanan, but Rav Yehuda ben Bava and Rav Yehuda HaKayin's Chiddush is, that this starts right after the Chuppah, even before the husband and wife live together. Zakta Mishnah Vaiter, hey, Rav Yossi HaKayin, Rav Zachariah ben Akatsav. Before we hear what Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen and Rav Zechariah ben HaKatzif were made on, let's be Magdim. An Eishes Koyen. That was with a different man, even if it wasn't her fault, even if he forced her, is usher to her husband. Furthermore, and the next case gives you a little bit of an insight of the terrible times that Yidden lived through. A woman that Yidden gave over to non-Yidden as a mashkin because of money that was owed to them. And the time came and they didn't pay. So we are chayshish that they forced her to live with them. So Zakta Mishnah, Heyad Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen v'Rav Zechariah ben Akatsif, Al Tinoikis, about a young girl Shehurhana that was given over as a mashkin Be'ashkelon in Ashkelon. And after she returned home, V'richakua b'nei mishpachta, her family like distanced themselves from her. In other words, they would not allow her to marry a kohen. There was a certain kohen in the family, but she couldn't marry that kohen because they assumed that maybe these people that were holding her had forced her to live with them. But v'edeha me'idim, her witnesses. In other words, the same Eidim that came to Bezin and told us that she was handed over, those same Eidim also say Eidim. V'edeha, her Eidim me'idim isa, that we know for a fact, she'loi nistera, she was never alone with them, with the people that were holding her captive. V'shaloi nitma, and she was not made tummy by them. Despite this, her family didn't believe them. That's because they were psuli edis, people that are psuli edis. could have been an Eved or a Shivcha or a relative, and therefore the family said, we can't believe your Eidus. Then indeed she wasn't taken forcefully as a wife by them. Omru lehem, so the Chachamim said to the people of the Mishpacha, we don't understand you. Im aminim atim, if you believe these Eidim, Sheharana, that she was given over as a Mashkin, in other words, that she was taken captive, so Haminu, believe these same Eidim, Shaloi Nistra, that she was never alone with those people that captured her, Vishaloi Nidma, they were not Matama her. And Vim Einatim aminim, if on the other hand you don't believe the Eidim, Shaloi Nistra, that she was never alone with them, Vishaloi Nidma, and they weren't Matama her, so Al Taminu, don't believe that the whole story took place. Don't believe them, Shehurana, that she was taken as a Mashkin. So quickly, chazring over. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda Akayan testified about a Ketana Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kayan. Even though it's only a Kedushin, the Rabbanan, she can eat Truma, mid Rabbanan. Once she is taken into Chuppah, once there is a Chuppah, even before she moved into his house. Before they lived as man and wife. Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen and Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsiv told us a story that there was this girl that was never given over as a mashkin because they didn't have the money to pay these people. They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Obviously, they were dangerous people. They had no choice. They had to give her over as a mashkin, whether that was right or wrong. They handed her over as a mashkin until they pay up the debt. When she came back, they didn't allow her to return to her husband who was a kayin. Because who knows what happened to you? Even though the same Adam that told her that she was taken as a mashkin, that she was given over, also said, we know for a fact she was never alone with them, with her captors. They didn't touch her. Ah, but they were pasuli edus, so how could we believe you? That indeed she's tar. So the Chachamim said, we don't understand you. If you don't believe them, when they say Eidus that she's tar, don't believe them that she was ever even given over to them. And if you believe she was given over to them, then believe them that she's tar, and therefore she should be permitted to return to her husband, even though her husband is a Kayin.